You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Tuesday's local report of news on Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman says it will continue to be cloudy tonight with some possible showers. Overnight low temperature about 50 degrees. Tomorrow, continued overcast with a few spotty showers possible, and the daytime high temperature around 66 degrees. Topping local news, city police observed a woman on an electric shopping cart on Portage Road leaving the area of the Top Store yesterday, with two employees from the store chasing her down the street. Police stopped that woman, now identified as Heather Doust of Linwood Avenue, who told the officers that she was having a mental episode and never realized she had ever left the store. Police then asked about a number of groceries that were in the cart, and Doust told them she didn't take them. They were in there when she got in the cart. After further investigation and checking video in the store, Doust was charged with larceny in the case. She was issued the state's preferred appearance ticket and is scheduled to appear in court later this month. The total value of the stolen electric cart and the groceries that were inside was estimated at $2,253. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, our news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. That's the number to put in your cell phone because it's the number of Chris Moore. He's the appliance repairman who will come to your home with 44 years experience for a $35 service call plus parts and labor and fix any broken appliances. But you need the phone call to get him there, so put that number on your cell phone so you'll always have it. Chris Moore, 523-5911. And the local news also brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Both pharmacies locally owned, locally operated. Both pharmacies always going out of their way to take care of your needs. Check them out, and while you're at it, ask about their free prescription delivery at 260-1918, Wellness Park, and the Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls. In other local news, at the Niagara Falls meeting of the City Council Wednesday night, the vote on whether or not to rent the street pothole killer is expected to come up again. At the last meeting, the move did not pass due to some questions about an attached $100,000 in overtime connected to it for the Department of Public Works employees that they say is needed to complete the road repairs in a timely fashion. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that a lot of those questions have been answered, and now a new vote on the measure is expected on Wednesday night. Other items expected to come before the council agenda on Wednesday include a waiver of the bandstand fee for the third annual Juneteenth Festival, scheduled for the 14th of next month at the NAC at Pine and Portage, and also a vote allowing the Niagara County Sheriff's Department to install a number of plate reading cameras in various locations throughout the city for non-traffic enforcement issues. Authorities tell Niagara Radio, if approved, the cameras would not result in traffic tickets being sent out, but rather would be used for law enforcement issues like spotting stolen cars, missing persons and vehicles, and amber alerts, along with other related matters. Another problem reported at the Top Store on Portage Road yesterday. Police said while they were at the store handling another call, a fight broke out in the vestibule out front. It turned out to be store employees fighting with a shoplifter who reportedly tried leaving with a case of beer. After investigating the incident, police said they attempted to put the cuffs on Michael Miranda of Niagara Street. Police said he kept fighting, even when they were placing him in the patrol car, and ended up being charged with resisting arrest, obstructing governmental administration, and robbery in the case. One police officer said he obtained an injury to his knuckle while fighting with Miranda. Sheriff deputies said a number of volunteer fire companies responded to the report of a barn fire yesterday on the Lower Mountain Road in Cambria. Deputies reported that the owner of the barn said he was transferring fuel from a tractor in the barn when that blaze broke out, but he didn't know what ignited it. The barn, along with several pieces of equipment, recreational and other vehicles inside, were lost in the blaze, but no injuries were reported. The county's cause and origin investigators are now probing the cause of that fire. A Niagara Falls man who is a resident of a home for people with intellectual and behavioral problems in the town of Tonawanda, People Inc. on Delaware Avenue, was arraigned in connection with the death of another client at the facility earlier after the victim died, allegedly after being beaten by 26-year-old Daniel Abatoy, following a dispute that reportedly took place in a van in the parking lot of the facility. First reports say the 56-year-old victim, Diana Robinson of Amherst, died after suffering cardiac arrest from the fight, after Abatoy allegedly repeatedly slammed her head into a window in the van several times following an argument they had. Robinson was revived at the scene by first responders, but succumbed to her injuries 15 days later. Abatoy was charged with manslaughter in the case. Now authorities say he will undergo some examinations to see if he's competent to stand trial. A local man was arrested at Kelly's Corner Bar on Buffalo Avenue yesterday. Authorities said John Cusick of 18th Street came into the bar and kept walking around with an open pocket knife. He was asked several times to leave, but he didn't. Police said he was upsetting customers in the bar who said they were afraid of being injured by him. After securing statements from people inside, Cusick was charged with menacing in the second degree and was issued an appearance ticket for his actions. Sheriff deputies are investigating a number of ducklings reported missing from their pen on Niagara Falls Boulevard. The owner of the ducklings said they weren't able to fly and that their enclosure was secure, so no predators could have gotten in. Reports indicate that a camera has a view of the front of the pen, but nothing was spotted on the video. Now the owner believes whoever took the ducks took them out of the back of the housing. A value on the missing ducks was not immediately available, but the owner said there were 9 ducks inside that are now missing. And at the Walmart on Military Road, a woman was arrested yesterday for stealing toilet paper. Officers said Tanya Bivens was stopped out in the parking lot with 8 rolls of toilet paper that she allegedly took. She told officers that they said I could take them. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Links of Niagara, where you can still practice those golfing skills before you get out onto the green on the same simulators that the pros use. You find them in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. For details or to book your tee time, call them at 285-0610. And at the Links of Niagara Simulators, it doesn't rain. We report the local news Monday through Friday on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on our website on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by clicking our local news tab after refreshing your browser. And for even more coverage, enter niagaradio.net in Facebook and hear the local news every day. I'm Sal Panessa.